China has announced the dates for this year's two sessions, its most important annual political event. The country's top legislature, the National People's Congress, will open its annual session on May the 22nd. The annual session of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, the top political advisory body, is proposed to open on May the 21st. The two sessions usually take place in early March, but both of them were postponed this year due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The Chinese capital has announced it will lower its COVID-19 emergency response from the top level to the second one from Thursday. Meanwhile, people arriving in Beijing from low-risk domestic regions will no longer be required to quarantine for 2 weeks, and nucleic acid testing results will not be necessary for those staying in local hotels. However, the 14-day quarantine will still apply to all international arrivals to the city. Official data shows China cut taxes and fees by over 740 billion yuan, roughly 105 billion US dollars in the first quarter. Close to 320 billion yuan of the total were saved thanks to the preferential measures unveiled this year to support economic development and the containment of COVID-19. The remaining taxes and fees reduced resulted from the implementation of a larger scale of tax and fee cut policies rolled out last year. Scientists from the United States and China have joined forces to search for the origin of the novel coronavirus that's caused a global pandemic. Virus hunter Ian Lipkin is working with a team of Chinese researchers in Guangzhou to find out whether the virus emerged in other parts of China before it was discovered in Wuhan last December. The China-US research team is also studying blood samples of wild animals that they thought might be the origin of the virus. Chinese quantum physicist Pan Jianwei has won this year's ZEST Research Award for his contributions to the field of optical quantum information. The award is presented every 2 years to those who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in the field of optics or photonics. A remarkable result of Pan's research is the distribution of entangled photons over a distance of 1,200 kilometers, by far the longest distance ever reached. The award will be presented to Pan next year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Three KFC outlets in China have launched a test of a plant-based chicken product. The chicken nuggets are made from plant protein extracted from soybean, pea, and other crops. Customers in Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Guangzhou can make reservations to sample the new snack for 199 yuan for 5 pieces. The plant-based meat is supplied by U.S. food company Cargill's factory in Anhui province. Earlier this month, Starbucks introduced food items featuring Beyond Meat's cowless beef to its menu. It's reported that China's second-largest e-commerce company, JD.com, has filed confidentially to list its shares in Hong Kong. It's hoping to raise at least $2 billion. The listing could come as soon as the second half of this year. JD.com raised $1.78 billion when it listed on the Nasdaq in New York in 2014. It now has a market capitalization of $64 billion. The move by JD.com comes after its rival Alibaba raised over $11 billion in its debut in Hong Kong last year. Wuhan has become Chinese travelers' most desirable destination after traffic restrictions were lifted at the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak. The province of Hubei is the second most popular place among China's provinces, autonomous regions, and municipalities. Travelers say they want to contribute to the province's economic development. They're finding domestic travel safer and more attractive than longer trips overseas.